Hello, my name is Femke, and together with my research companion Hara Rocha, I'm at the moment in the middle of editing a book, and it's called Volumetric Regimes, Material Cultures of Quantified Presence. What you are about to hear is a super condensed version of a piece in that book, The Industrial Continuum of 3D. The research for volumetric regimes was triggered by an intuitive concern with how 3D scanning, tracking, and modeling seem to thrive with normative renderings of race, gender, class, species, age, and ability. So we asked, what is going on with 3D? And here is a sample of our response. The industrial continuum of 3D. Whether it's cultural heritage, archaeological sites, or the natural world, his personal mission is to build technologies that help explore the world and the disappearing things around us. The engineer and entrepreneur aims an arsenal of synchronized cameras at a caged rhinoceros and explains, "In the end, you will be able to stand next to the rhino, look into the animal's eye, and this creates an emotional connection that is beyond what you can get from a flat video or photograph. The ultimate application will be to bring the rhino to everyone." So the stills, but also this text is taken from a video published by National Geographic called "The Rhino in the Room: 3D Scan Brings Near Extinct Sumatran Species to Virtual Life," and it features Ann and Corey Jaskolski. 3D scanning a specimen of the near extinct Sumatran rhinoceros as an act of conservation turns the sixth extinction into a spectacle itself. As a last minute techno fix, it renders the ultimate application available for everyone at home, but the chain of operations it participates in technically contributes to extinction itself. Capturing the rhinoceros evidently depends on partakers such as mineral extraction and the consumption of turbo computing, but also continues to trust in the control over time by techno-solutionist means such as volumetric capture and reanimation. The industrial continuum of 3D can be observed when volumetric techniques and technologies flow between industries such as biomedical imaging, wildlife conservation, border patrolling, and Hollywood computer graphics. The fluency of this phenomenon is based on an intricate paradox. Even if the continuum moves smoothly between distinct, different, or mutually exclusive fields of application, it leaves very little space for radical experiments and surprise combinations. Think, for example, of the efficacy of scanning the underground for available resources with technologies first developed for brain surgery. Legitimated areas of research that spill into management zones with oppressive practices and into the entrepreneurial eyes of old modern scientists glitters startup hunger, impatience to serve the cloudy kingdom of Google, Apple, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Zoom. So besides a National Geographic Fellow, Corey Jaskolski, you see here, is also founder of Synthetheic, a company specialized in creating virtual training data for artificial intelligence applications. By referring to the phenomenon as a continuum, we want to foreground how the industrial continuum of 3D prioritizes specificity and thrives on fabricating similarities between situations. Its agility convokes a type of space-time that is both fast and ubiquitous while relegating the implications of these operations to a blurry background. The industrial continuum of 3D points at the damage that results from the convenient assumption that complexity can be an afterthought, an add-on delegated to a simple procedure of parametric adjustment in the post-production stage. Our intuition is that 3D goes through a continuous, smooth, multidimensional, but concentric and loopy flow of assembled techniques. The possible continuums of 3D. The industrial continuum of 3D settles and flows in particular ways. Its self-fulfilling moves produce increasingly normed worlds that are continued along the axis of the probable. Could a transfeminist and ethics and politics committed to volumetric complexity emerge from reverse engineering the ebbs and flows of industrial affection? If we want to find another how that will not negate, facilitate, or altogether erase other modes of existence, our first task is to rescue the desire for continuity from the class of the established, the normed, and the modern. Against the unbearable persistence of 3D, discontinuity, latency, and unsettlement are only evident counterforces as long as they engage with resisting that which 3D settles by flow. Not any form of circulation or continuity counts as problematic, but particular ones that confirm neoliberal accumulation, colonial commercial norms, and one directionality. We compiled a list of proposals for computing 3D otherwise, wondering which other worldings might be imagined. Possible techniques, paradigms, and procedures, nothing short of a radical shift in how we approach matter and form. And what is important to remember is that none of these are actually impossible to implement. Remediating Cartesian anxiety. What if we decide to use 6 instead of 4 axes, 12 instead of 3, or 0 instead of n? What if we take time to get used to multiple paradigms for orientation instead of settling for only one regime? Letting go of the finite coordinates of x, y, z, and t could be a first step to break with the convenient reductions of parallel and perpendicular assumptions. Paranodes to ever-polygonal worlds. By paying attention to the paranodal, the simplistic dominance of node centricity might quickly shift to entirely different topological articulations. This would allow other imaginations of relationality, this time not along the vectors of sameness and similarity, but emerging from the undefined materiality of what's there and what was underrepresented by paradigmic menomnia. Extraplanar projections. We know that the cartographies of complexity are already there, but we just have been lacking the means for the representation, their analysis, and their use. Extraplanar projections would not assume the axioms of linear projection, but rather convoke the playful articulations of elements diffracted inwards, detailing escape of situated 2.1D, 2.5.3D, and 2.9999999D. The cartographic computation of the possible. Unsolved folds, abrupt edges, unfinished integers, and inaccurate parallels. Multidimensional depth. What reorganization of capturing devices could align with solidarity instead of policing, with flourishing instead of conservation, with care instead of profiling? It is not that when the surveillance camera is turned onto the officer, that violence goes away. But there might be ways to hold paths and crossings in mutual affection and radical sustainability. If tracking is about holding with care instead of capturing and controlling, then fights for social justice might grasp the opportunity of reclaiming the very dimensions where mundane violence is executed on a daily basis.